Welcome to the Stats Modeling the World Instructors Podcasts. 10 points in under 10 minutes. We hope you find them helpful.
Hi, this is Dick DeVoe. Today I'm going to be talking about Chapter 14, From Randomness to Probability. Chapter 14 begins our discussion of probability, and we start with the law of large numbers. Then we look at basic probability rules for complementary events, unions of disjoint events, and intersections of independent events. Here are 10 important points you'll probably want to keep in mind. 1. Note that probability is defined as the long-run relative frequency of occurrence. So resist the temptation to try to create some more formal-sounding mathematical definition. We all believe in the law of large numbers. That is, we believe that over the long run, at least the very long run, events will occur with a certain relative frequency, and we call that the probability of the event. This is consistent with common understanding of what we mean when we say a coin has a 50% chance of landing heads. We're not saying it has to land heads every other time you toss it, or exactly 50 times in 100. What we are saying is that we believe that over many, many tosses, we'll see about 50% heads. 2. Note that the very language here, we believe, says that we're dealing with theoretical results, in other words, a model. Does a coin land heads exactly 50% of the time? We don't know. Could we ever find out? Well, only by tossing it an infinite number of times, so we'll never know. But does thinking that the probability is a half provide us with a useful model? Yes, and that's what we need. 3. Our definition of probability becomes clearer when we consider a question like, what's the probability that Millard Fillmore was the 10th president? Okay, one might think, Fillmore was early, before Lincoln, I think. Maybe 10th is about right. Okay, I think there's about a 20% chance Fillmore was number 10. But that's not what we're talking about. That's a personal probability. It's about your level of uncertainty. Probability involves random events repeated again and again. The election of Millard Fillmore happened just once. It's not like tossing a coin. Imagine looking at a list of presidents in an almanac. Was Fillmore number 10? No, actually he was 13th. Okay, look again. Now is he number 10? No. Again? No. Now we're 0 for 3, so the long-run frequency of occurrence is 0, because he wasn't and never will be the 10th president. 4. Keep in mind that we're not trying to build probability theorists here. Avoid discussion of combinatorics, permutations, combinations, and so on. Many of us as math majors studied probability, including counting theory, formal definitions, theorems, and proofs. Good stuff. Different course. Students need to understand enough probability to be able to work with expected values and sampling models. Don't try to turn them into math majors. This is a statistics course. 5. In this first chapter on probability, remember to keep it simple. You need to build just 3 basic ideas for calculating probabilities based on 3 words. Our first word is not. Not means subtract from 1. If 30% of people have blue eyes, then the other 70% of people do not. 6. The second word is or. Or means add. The probability that your eyes are green or brown is the sum of the probability of having green eyes and the probability of having brown eyes. That's true, of course, only if you can't have both green and brown eyes. We'll see how to adjust the or rule to deal with events that aren't mutually exclusive in the next chapter. 7. Our third word is and. And means multiply. The probability that 2 students sitting near each other in class both have blue eyes is the product of the probability that each has blue eyes. That's true, of course, only if their eye colors are independent. If they were twins, all bets are off. It's enough right now to just point that out. We'll see how to adjust the and rule to deal with events that aren't independent in the next chapter, too. 8. Although you'll mention the terms, don't get hung up on the details about mutually exclusive events and independent events. It's enough for now just to raise these ideas informally. Begin helping students see that mutually exclusive and independent are not the same thing. That becomes more apparent and more important in the next chapter. 9. Do talk about the law of averages as an example of what can go wrong. The law of averages represents a misunderstanding of a fundamental principle, the law of large numbers. So simply put, law of averages equals false, and the law of large numbers equals true. The so-called law of averages assumes that the more something has not happened, the more likely it becomes. We hear such reasoning all the time. A baseball player who is recently 0 for 12 has to be due for a hit. And many people believe that if a coin has landed heads 5 times in a row, they should now bet on tails. Such reasoning overlooks the fact that unusual outcomes are just that, unusual, not impossible. Over a long season, a baseball player will go 12 at-bats without a hit, just as he'll have a game when he gets 4 hits in a row. And if you toss a coin enough times, you'll see some long runs of heads or tails. The law of averages assumes that some kind of compensating mechanism exists, that the coin knows it's over in heads, and so will tend towards tails to balance things out. That's false. Ask students how they know the coin didn't come up heads 10 times in a row before it arrived in their hands, and so the first time they toss it, there's a very high probability that it will land tails. 10. In debunking reasoning based on the law of averages, appeal again to the law of large numbers. The law of large numbers says that rather than being compensated for, short-run anomalies get drowned out in the long run. 10 heads in a row seems weird, but after another 500 tosses, with 50% heads, we wouldn't consider a 260 to 250 imbalance to be unusual at all. The LLN says that long-term behavior settles down ever closer to what we would expect on a percentage basis, but that this happens because of the large number of trials and not because there's any intent on the part of the event or the coin itself.
Thank you very much. This concludes our discussion. We hope you find it helpful.